Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Yesterday, a decision we've been waiting for a long time finally came down from the Montana Supreme Court, and the court ruled exactly the way we'd hoped they would. It all began in 2011 with a bill to require parental notification before a minor could get an abortion. The bill passed the House and Senate and was subsequently vetoed by Governor Schweitzer. The legislature quickly regrouped and passed a ballot referendum which bypasses the governor and goes straight to the people for a vote. In the 2012 election cycle, the people voted in favor of the referendum by a 71% margin. It wasn't just tacit approval, it was a demand with an exclamation point. Parents didn't want abortion providers like Planned Parenthood cutting them out of the equation while their daughter made a decision that could change the rest of her life. Shortly after the referendum passed, we got word that abortion providers in other states were coaching girls on how to circumvent notification laws. One way was to write a letter to their parents and mail it to a fictitious address so the parents never saw it. Clearly, the law had to be strengthened. Led by Representative Jerry Bennett, two bills were introduced in the 2013 legislative session. Both would change the existing law to require parental consent, not just notification. One was a straight-up bill, the second, a ballot referendum in case Governor Bullock vetoed the first bill. Planned Parenthood went ballistic. Their loophole was closing, and they knew that the ballot referendum would once again pass by a wide margin. They encouraged the governor to sign the bill, thereby nullifying the ballot referendum. Then they filed suit to block implementation of the new law. They took a gamble, believing the odds were better that they would win in the Helena District Court than at the ballot box. Their gambit paid off. The court enjoined both the notification and consent laws and later struck them down as an unconstitutional invasion of the privacy rights of a minor. In so doing, however, the court never ruled on the facts of the case. They just referred back to a similar case from 1999 and said the issue had already been decided by a previous court. Now it was our side's turn to go ballistic. Under this decision, a man could get a 14-year-old girl pregnant and take her for an abortion to cover his tracks, and her parents would never know. Attorney General Tim Fox aggressively defended the will of the people and fought the decision clear to the Montana Supreme Court. Yesterday, a 5-justice panel of the court ruled 4-1 in our favor. They said Planned Parenthood's procedural gimmick didn't apply, and the facts of this case differed enough from the 1999 case to allow this case to go to trial. Parental notification was reinstated, and the requirement for parental consent will now be argued on its merits. This is a huge victory. The Montana Family Foundation led the effort to pass these bills, we led the effort to pass the ballot referendum, and we filed an amicus brief in the case. But the key was having an attorney general with the backbone to aggressively defend the will of the people. Please email Attorney General Tim Fox and thank him for his hard work. I know that we will. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.